All right, Chevra, good evening. Good evening, good evening. So first of all, thank you to everyone for accommodating the time change, although I'm getting a lot of feedback now that people like Wednesday nights better than Thursday nights. All right, so I don't know. We said Luchun Aran and on the Shir Shel Yom. So the truth is, it's a little bit today, like Arab Shabbos, but something that you can't replicate on Wednesday night, that the energy of Thursday. But Baruch Hashem, I will say thank you. I have a Baruch Hashem, a simcha tomorrow night, and I've learned already from the past that whenever I literally try to dance at two chasanas, it never works, and I just get harassing text messages from Chaim. It was like four messages. It was so thank you. So this way tonight we could that is possible. So this way tonight we could learn a little bit benachos and mirtz Hashem, and hopefully grow a little bit together with the PHS. And yeah, to all of our sponsors, our anonymous sponsor tonight. What was the sponsorship in honor of?
In honor of Rabbi Uziel Malevsky, Rabbi Yerucham Uziel, Ben Salah's 33 art site is this Shabbos. This is Shamash
Shemuel. Amen. And I will say again, a tremendous Yashikach to Rabbi Tzvi for, this is... I don't know. Sometimes it looks like the Suda ready for Mashiach. Although I don't think anything that orange is going to be served at Mashiach Suda. I'm not sure that the coloring is off. But
the donkey could take the weight off.
Solid point. But I just want you to know we're gonna start being Mishtati every week. Reb Tzvi does this like of his own time, of his own resources, and Mamish, it's a Suda for the entire shir. So Mirat Hashem also, there's going to be a sponsorship opportunity. If anyone wants
to see me, if you want to sponsor.
Yeah, see Steve if you want to sponsor Mirat Hashem. It's, otherwise, you're just going to start charging per plate. I think that's the other way that we're going to begin. Mirat Hashem. But really, incredible Yash Koach to everyone, and it's such a skill. So we'll say, so we had a little bit of a hiatus from the Piagetsna, and not a hiatus, but we were doing Hanukkah. So now tonight, I want to get back into the Neimach Shavuot Tovah. So we'll say we are picking up on page 25. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. The good news is, although we've been doing this safer now, when did we start this? Elul, I think Elul, right? Elul, like summertime. I think we started 12th of Elul. Okay, incredible. So 12th of Elul. So now again, we're coming up. We're coming up, Baruch Hashem, on a number of months already in this Sefer. And again, we've blown a little bit past our timeline of finishing it in Elul, but that's okay. We're going to see, actually, we're right in line with what the Piagetsna had in mind. So I'll say, if you remember again, the whole point, just reorient ourselves a little bit, the whole point over here with this Limud is the Piagetsna saying the goal is to establish a sense of connection and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the sense of closeness of connection that a son has to a father, not that a subject has to a king. This is constant metaphor that we keep on referencing. Because the servant also serves the king. But remember again, how does the servant often serve the king? How does he serve him? How did the Piagetsna describe it? Spend a couple of
son to a father.
Right? A servant to a master. How does a servant to a master serve?
Far away,
from a distance. A son to a father is the most closer connection. So of course the Piagetsna says our goal is not just simply to serve, because you could serve as a servant to the master. Our goal is to serve with a sense of closeness, a sense of dvegos, a sense of connection. And the goal, what's the goal? Well, say the goal, and we're going to talk about this again today, but the goal is the ability to feel an unadulterated sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the problem that the Piagetsna has outlined? What's the problem that we've constantly run into? That to feel or to visualize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need imagination. Well, Piagetsna, I really need two things, right? What are the two things I need? Imagination and inspiration. What's the challenge with imagination? Quick chazar, what's the challenge with imagination? Right? What is our imagination often drawn to? The material, the physical. In other words, ask me to imagine my vacation. Oh, I could describe it to you perfectly, right? Perfectly. I know exactly where I am, the kind of chair I'm sitting, the drink I'm holding in my hand, right? I know I could visualize it. Ask me to visualize the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know. I don't know exactly what that means or where to start. The imagination is often drawn after the material. So the Piagetsna, if you remember again, Abosai, the last time we had the Shir, the Piagetsna taught us something absolutely dramatically amazing, which was the concept that sometimes the way to tap into the imagination and bring it, use it as a vehicle to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how, that when you have a moment of intense emotion, remember we learned this, intense emotion, what do? Whether that emotion is incredible sadness or incredible happiness. So what do? Ultimately, you allow yourself to feel that emotion, right? You allow yourself to feel it. You allow yourself to experience it. Remember again, what did the Piagets and say, what should you do? See a kapitel of Tilin Davin. Right, Davin. Then essentially what he says is ride the wave of that emotion and channel it into something spiritual. So whether, again, that emotion is because of incredible simcha, that emotion is because of incredible tzara, whatever it is, but channel that into something ruchni, and that's ultimately, again, how you will establish a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the last thing we left off with. Tonight's shiur, we're going to focus on Os Yud. So page 25, Ibnei Machshava Tova.
That's not using the imagination, that's just the feeling.
Yeah. That's using inspiration. That's using inspiration, not imagination. Correct. Aval. So we'll say this is actually going to be a transformative piece in the Piagets, where he writes as follows. He says, Aval, Al nod yishkach chavra chavriya ha'ikar kavanoso becharasenu b'nei machshava tova. Let's not lose sight of what our primary goal in this chabura, right? You're both remember again, we're starting this off as a shir, but remember, what's our ultimate goal? Our ultimate goal is that we're going to become smaller groups of individuals who are focused on the process of self-improvement and self-advancement. So the Rebbe says, don't forget our kavana. Shalo dai lanu b'machshava kegon zu bilvad shebein kach ubein kach odon machshavos sheish ben sir gufni. Now remember, so in Os Tes, so the Piagetsna described what we just spoke about before, namely, when you have a moment of intense emotion, happiness, sadness, channel that into something spiritual. So the Piagetsna says, that's fine, but also understand that generally, feelings of intense happiness and sadness stem from where? Usually something physical. So really, I'm still stuck a little bit in the world of the physical. And as long as I'm stuck in the world of the physical, I cannot experience that absolute, unadulterated connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'machshava ata mukhrach letzayir lecha dimyon kimat gufni, b'samchech al haray b'zal, u'kisha'ata balis ore mukhrach ata letzayir lecha daigus gufni osu amisa. Bossi, remember again, he quoted the Ravid? Remember this machlokes, Rambam and the Ravid? We had it a number of weeks ago. What was the machlokes? Right? Anyone remember?
What? You can't make it physical.
Excellent. Am I allowed to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a physical being or not? So they're excellent. So the Rambam Paskin, no. The Rambam says to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu like as a wise old man is usher. That's actually a form of idolatry, to give God corporeal or physical form, even in my imagination, is prohibited. The Ravid said, it's mutter. It's mutter. If it helps you ultimately come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mutter. So the Piagetsna said that sometimes, b'di'eved, right? Ex post facto, you would go ahead and rely on the Ravid. So again, we speak about all of these crutches. Right? So we have a variety of different crutches that we could use to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So what, or to have this, what we call this machshava tova, this clarity of thought, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are the crutches? The crutches are like the Ravid. I can imagine God as a physical corporeal being. Another crutch ultimately, again, is remembering the day of death, right? Again, that's tapping into intense emotion of either joy or sadness, but that's not our goal. So she said, what's our goal? So listen to this wording. Ritzoneinu anuhu, likroa b'kriya achos, eskol hamasach, haparus akol achayim. Rebbe said, listen to this expression. It says the Piagetsna. What do I want to do more than anything? I want to pull back the curtain on this thing called life. I want to pull back the curtain. Rebbe said, you ever have one of those days where you think to yourself, like, what am I doing? what am I doing? You know, not and by the way, not because I did anything. I don't mean like, what am I doing? Like, what did I do wrong? But like, a general question, like, what am I doing in life? Like, what am I doing? Like, where am I going? What am I heading towards? Like, and I realized that, like, I live a life of smoke and mirrors. And again, nothing bad. I'm not talking about abeiros or things like that. It's just like, I'm just so involved in all of this stuff that I go through the motions of living. I go through the motions of life. I do good things. You know what I'm supposed to do? But like, am I living the life that I really should be living? And it's like there's this curtain. Like there's this curtain in front of me that obscures reality. And the truth is, that's often the way it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that Ribono Shel Olam is here with me, but at the end of the day, he's obscured. I will tell you, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, points this out. He says, if you look at the Chumash, that many times when the Shechina is described, the Shechina is described as an anan, as a cloud. As a cloud. What's the chap with a cloud? I'll say, what's the chap with a cloud? The chap with a cloud is you could see it, right? But yet what? But yet what? If you try to put your arms around it, you can't. So that's often the way the Shechina is. He's there, but there's a certain ambiguity or amorphousness that exists as well. And so I perceive Hashem, I don't perceive Hashem, I have clarity, I don't really have clarity. It's like there's this curtain in front of me. And I'll say, I was very struck by this metaphor. I just had like one of those days today where you ever have one of those days where you think to yourself, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? Where am I going in life? What am I accomplishing? Am I really the person I'm capable of becoming? Or am I just, I'm just like, it's like the hamster wheel. You know, I'm doing, right? The hamster also thinks it's incredibly productive, right? I did 25 cycles on the wheel today. It's fantastic. Shkoyach hamster, right? And where did you get, or what did you do? Where did you get to in life? You moved the wheel, but you didn't actually get any further in life. And how often was that? And again, I'm moving the wheel with good things, but it doesn't feel like I'm moving anywhere forward. So I have this curtain in front of me where, like, I know that there's more to life, and it's behind that curtain. Just like I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. I know he's there, but, like, I'm not connecting with him in the way that I should because he's also behind the curtain. So the Piagetna says, sometimes you know what life is? It's about taking down the curtain. It's just about pulling back the curtain in one fell swoop and revealing the way my life should really be, revealing ultimately again what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. Upitom, tires atz, listen to this. This is what happens when you remove the curtain. What happens when you remove the curtain? Upitom, tires atzmecha omid lifnei kvodi, sparach pesoch, machane gidol shem alach musrafim. You know what happens when you move the curtain? You know what happens when you move the curtain? Who is there right behind the curtain? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who is he there with? All of these legions of angels. Right? So literally, one little pullback of the curtain, and suddenly again, the Ribono Shel Olam is there with all of the hosts of angels. Va'ata Echad Mehem. See, here what the Piagetna says, and by the way, when I look at that legion of angels, you know who's included in those legions of angels? Me. Because I have a place of closeness next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. I have a makom. I'm a son, not a servant. Hello, sir, right? See what the Piagetna just did? He condensed the entirety of our work as Jews into one phrase. What's my job? To pull back the curtain. Pull back the curtain on life. And stop being on the hamster wheel and figure out what your real destiny is, what you're meant to accomplish, what you're meant to do, who you're meant to be. Pull back the curtain on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead of always living at a distance from God, create a sense of beautiful connection. And when you pull back that curtain, says the Piagetna, what you discover is you're so much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you ever thought you were. Piagetna goes on. Kala'itzo shedibarnu ad ko. So we'll say, now watch this. See, we didn't realize like how early on in this sefer we actually are. Well, maybe you realized it because you thought we were going to be finished in 3 weeks, right? But, now listen to this. Piagetna says everything we've spoken about until this point, so we'll say everything, which has been a lot so far, everything, hein rak em tsoim, lovo ayidehem, litachli senu ha'amidis velahalos oscha madrega achar madrega. To Piagetzna says, we'll say, get ready for this. We haven't even gotten to the meat. We haven't even gotten to the meat. Right? Right now, all the things we've done, all the things we've spoken about for so far, Rabbosai, are only emtsaim. Emtsaim means intermediate steps that ultimately, again, will help us to get to the true steps which allow for sustained, ongoing, incremental growth. Because we'll say, what's our goal? Here's our goal. I will say, here's what we're going to be able to do at the end of this journey with the PHS. And we're going to be able to do, I'm going to be able to close my eyes, and literally envision myself at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we are going to be able to accomplish at the end of this Sefer. And says the Piaget, well, we have not gotten there yet. The only thing we've done up until this point are intermediary steps, crutches, which we know. That's crutches, you know, kind of like first steps, baby steps, to get us towards this concept of stopping to be a servant and starting to be a son. He goes on, Rak, hispashtus machshava chazaku nikia kokach, ad shebichol davar, tira es Hashem yisbarach. I will say, the goal is to get to a level where I pull back the curtain, I don't need the crutches, and again, I'm able to go ahead and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu with complete clarity of thought. Hispashos machshava chazoka, strong thought, nikia, unadulterated thought, to the point that I'm able to see and perceive Hashem. And I will say, I'm thinking to myself when I read this, what's going through your mind when you're reading this? What's going through your mind? I'm sorry?
I would think about the snare.
About what do you mean?
The snare that
he's showing. Oh, the snare. The snare, right. Correct. In other words, I'll tell you what I was thinking, but you're saying it better than me, which is, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about for one simple reason, which is, I've never experienced that which he is talking about, but the truth is, it's a great mashal. The snare, right? The snare, where like you perceive, but I'll point something out. What's interesting about the snare mashal? What's very interesting about the snare, about the burning bush? Which is what? Yeah. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's first reaction to the burning bush?
He tried to go up there and he was said, don't go.
Right, don't come. First of all, before it is, he doesn't even know what it is. See, that's the amazing part. And I think as the Piaget also says, sometimes we don't even know what we're looking at. It's such a good mashal, right? The burning bush, in other words, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. The Moshe was standing in front of Moshe. Moshe did not know what he was looking at, because his mind was not yet refined to understand what it was that was occurring. Says the Piagetzna, so what does Chash Baruch Hu say? If you notice, we'll say it's the same thing. What Chash Baruch Hu says, you know, such a good chav, I didn't even think about that. Hey, Chash Baruch Hu says to him, right, come close, shalna alecha me'araglecha, take off your shoes. So what do you see? There's stages. So the Piagetzna says right now, again, our goal is to like get to that level of clarity. Beautiful. The truth is, Moshe Rabbeinu even gets to a higher level of clarity, right? Which is the panim al-panim. Because also remember, again, seeing the Piagetzna's model, what's the sneh? Remember, the sneh is still what? It's still physical. So Moshe Rabbeinu is still interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a physical medium. So that's not the highest level. The highest level is what Moshe Rabbeinu graduates to when he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How?
Panim
al-panim. Panim al-panim, and it will say, if you think about it, by the way, that's really what the Piagetzna is describing over here. Getting to a level, not nevuah, I'm not going to have the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but I could have dialogue. I could have direct dialogue, direct connection, panim al-panim, without a physical demeanor. I will say, so you say to yourself, come on, this is Moshe Rabbeinu we're talking about over here. How could I ever become Moshe Rabbeinu? I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again over here. There is a beautiful, beautiful idea by the Satmar Rav. Rav Yol Teitelbaum, Zechasad V'Kal D'Shlevach, Asaf Marav said like this, there is a halach and Shulchan Aruch, and the halach and Shulchan Aruch says that if a Jewish mother cannot nurse her child, and she has to hire a wet nurse, she should make sure to hire a Jewish wet nurse. Shouldn't hire a non-Jewish woman to nurse the baby. Okay, why not? Where does that halacha come from? Comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. That what happened when Basparo, Bitya, Basya wasn't able to nurse Moshe. She ends up going ahead. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish woman, only nurse from a Jewish mother. His own mother. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, a Jewish baby should really only nurse from a Jewish mother. asks the Satmar Rav, one second. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a reason for that, right? Chazal say, Pesha Asadar Mashina, the mouth that was going to speak with the Shekhinah shouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish person. There was a certain purity of the mouth. So why is the Shulchan Aruch codifying this as a halacha? Satmar Rav says, what do you see from here? Every single person has the ability to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he happened to be talking about in the area of chinuch, in the area in which we raise our children, how we have to raise our children in a way that we make them believe that anything is possible, right? That we encourage them to believe that the sky is the limit with what they can accomplish. You want to be a Moshe Rabbeinu? You could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll say, so that's also the Pesach, that's the Ravi. I could be a Moshe Rabbeinu, not in my Nevuah, because again, Lo Kam Bi Yisrael Navi K'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a singular prophet, but I could be like a Moshe Rabbeinu, and that same way Moshe Rabbeinu had complete, unadulterated dialogue with Hashem, access to Hashem, without a physical intermediary, without physical imagination, I could do the same. But we haven't gotten to that yet. Up until now, we're only focusing on the intermediary steps. So we'll say he goes on, he says, good. Kilomar Galosha Rak is good. Kilomar Lo Hashahushim Yahishu Kafiratsona Biakrihu Gamasamakshaw Lakshovatsayer Rakid Musum Kitslam and Muskushis Achle Hefech Hamakshovatiahoshevas Makshava Nikio Etzimakshava below the Mus Vitsir. So again, here he's describing once again the goal is to utilize the imagination, not to be used in physical terms, but ultimately again to be used in spiritual ones. Umiskaberes alachushim, the imagination itself could overcome the physical senses. Vichoderes umiskala ayidehem ba'olam, ad shekol hamasa ba'amaton, vichol anagia shala ima olam, belo emtsoos levush achushim, rak yosher machshavtis tia. I will say this is the goal that he's describing, right? The goal that he's describing over here is the ability to utilize the imagination in a pure, unadulterated form where, again, the senses are able to be used to create a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The imagination is not brought down to the physical, but instead, ultimately, again, everything is used to connect with Hashem in a non-physical way. He goes on, he says, Ach lehefech, good. Achakola masav amatan, skip a little bit. I will say, look at the last two lines from the page, bottom of the page. Lo shechoshvim anu levatel. Lo shechoshvim anu levatel bichlal, es chushe aguf, shelo yira ha'odom olom lefanov. So we'll say, so again, the Piaget says, I want to be clear. The goal over here is not to get a person to forget their physical senses, right? Obviously, the physical senses, the physical imagination is an incredibly important part of who and what we are. Rather, Olam Yira, Gamez Kedusha Hashem Yizbarach, turn the page, we'll say, Yira Alav, Bein Shi Yistaka Ala Olam Bein Lo, V'lo Shi Yizboni B'dayto Bilvat Shi Hashem Yizbarach Shochin Ala Olam Ahusa Wakam HaShalva. Okay, I'm just going to read a little bit. Ki Kavar, Dibarnu Eich Shadas Bilvat Inam Ekarelis, B'emes, So here again, the Piaget is just reviewing a little bit of the same ideas before. That although often we're used to using the imagination, ultimately again as a bridge, or I should say, we're used to using the imagination in a physical way. What we're aiming for, what we're striving for, is a use of the imagination in a non-physical fashion. Rak sheyizgala bekerbecha min machshava chadasha shelo yadata mikodem shenimtzeis becha ubat tira hakol. And we'll say, what's the goal? The goal is to get to utilize the imagination in a way that we never thought possible. Up until now, I thought my imagination could be used for physical things. I thought my imagination could only go ahead and be used through my actual physical senses. And now what I'm going to be able to show myself is that ultimately my imagination could be used for something separate from the physical world and the ability to perceive Hashem. We'll say, now here we go. We are now 2, 4, 6 lines down from the top on page 26, right after the period. Lo divrei hazia anu medar melecha, velo dvarim shelamala min haolam v'ateva sherak bnei aliyah yicholim agiala. So I will say, see the Piagetzna, the Rebbe was such a special neshama, and he knew what we were thinking even before we thought it. Namely, what he's like. Okay, we're reading this. So I will say, so how are we feeling about now? everything, right? So we'll say this is the time in the shiur where, like, you know, the egg rolls are almost out, right? The kugel's almost done, right? We're kind of, you know, we peaked, right? And now, like, we're headed down. And we're like, you know what? I don't think this is for me, right? I'm not really sure that this is going to work. I love this. This is great. I really enjoy it, right? You know, but like, I don't. First, I don't really understand what he's talking about, right? And second of all, like, it just seems so esoteric and so lofty that I just don't think it's for me. In other words, you want me to start learning, you know, Chazering Daf Yomi. You want me to do this. You want me to do Smichas Chaver, Yerushalmi Yomi, Mishnah Yomi, Nak Yomi, whatever. You want me to start. Okay. You want me now to, like, divorce my imagination from my physical senses and come to a level of machshava tovah, purity of thought, where I'm able to perceive the Ribono Shel Olam just as the Ribono Shel Olam. Panim al panim. Let me get this straight. You want me to pull back the curtain on my life and just kind of, like, get off the hamster wheel, see life for what it is, see myself for who I am, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu for who he is, and when I pull back the curtain, there's God, his legion of angels, and I'm one of those angels. I don't know what you're talking about, right? I'm sorry? No. It's the chassid in me trying so hard to want to be a chassid of the Rebbe, but like not, again, it's beautiful to learn, but I don't think it's talking, in other words, it talks to me, but I don't know that it's actually shaykh to me. So he says that the Piyajetzna heads us off at the pass. Look what he writes. Let me be clear. The concepts that we are talking about, although they may be a little bit esoteric and they may be a bit lofty, are not beyond any of us. They're not beyond any of us. Everything that we are describing in this Sefer, says the Piyajetzna, is absolutely within reach. We have the ability to do this. Devarim bituchim vadoim asher kol ish yisro yochol yavo aleim b'me'at his amtus avat midis. We'll say, by the way, this line is the best line in the entire Sefer. This line, we'll say, this is it. Look what he writes. He says, anything we're describing over here, we'll say, he's talking about what we, and remember, this is also another revelation. Like, we thought we're getting traction. Meanwhile, the Piaget said, by the way, everything I've told you right now, we haven't gotten to the meat. Everything I've told you, taught you up until this point is a crutch. Everything is a crutch. We haven't gotten to the real avoda yet. But says the Piaget, I just want to tell you, the crutches and the real avoda, just to make one thing clear, all of this is within reach, as long as what? Bema'at his amtsus. What is his amtsus? His amtsus, right? Strength, right? You gotta roll your sleeves up, a little bit of hard work, aval tamidus. I will say, what does it have to be? Consistent. Here it is, I will say. Here it is. The Piyajetzna says, what I am describing to you, and what I will continue to describe to you, is not complicated. Lo bashamayimi. It's not, we could all do this. It just requires two things. You have to be willing to work hard. And he even says, by the way, bima'atisam. He says, you don't have to work so hard. You don't have to work so hard. But you know what you have to do? You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. Growth in the area, in the way that the Piagetzna is describing, only works if it's consistent. Everybody say, we know this in general. Episodic growth never works. Never works, right? You have a moment of inspiration one week and then another moment of inspiration the next week. So the Rebbe says, whatever we're going to do, it's going to work as long as you're willing to work a little bit harder, and you're willing to be consistent. Dvarim she'ina neged chukia teva. And these are things which don't go against the laws of nature. As Rebbe was saying, all of us have the ability to work hard, and all of us have the ability to be consistent. Rebbe was saying, that last part is a hard thing to admit to, right? That I have the ability to be consistent, right? Most of us don't like to say those words, right? Why? Because if I have the ability to be consistent, and then I am inconsistent, whose fault is that?
Mine.
Seva says, so it's so much easier just to say in life, no, people can't be consistent. So it's true. Inconsistent people can't be consistent. consistent people have the ability to be consistent. Now, do our consistent people perpetually consistent? No. No one is ever perpetually consistent except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But consistency doesn't have to mean 100%. Consistency means I am constantly expending the effort to be consistent. I'm constantly, so in other words, you know what the chap is? My consistency is not in the results. What's my consistency in? My consistency is in the avol, is in the effort. I consistently expend the effort. I will say, by the way, is this not an incredible line? Is this not? I feel like if people didn't have like Kugel fatigue right now, right? You'd be feeling like, let's say, so this is incredible. The Piagetna says the entire success of this entire spiritual enterprise is based on a willingness to push yourself just a little bit more hard work, but that's not the kunz. The kunz ultimately is in what? In the willingness to be consistent. To put in the effort to be consistent. That's where success comes. And I will say, by the way, is that not just a great piece of life advice for anything? You want a good marriage? Consistent. You want to be a good parent? Consistent. You want to be a good Jew? Consistent. You want to go out and be good at your job? Consistent, right? Whatever it is in life that you want to be good at, ultimately, again, consistency. Consistency, consistency, consistency.
I'm speaking on a personal level. One of the things I struggle with understanding is that the concepts that these essence speaking about are up here, shall we say. Okay, if let's say we're down here at this point, he hasn't given us the path of how he got from down here to up here.
Well, so remember, no, he started. Remember, that's where the crutch is. That's where the crutches come in. The crutches are the way. That's why when he says, take acute emotion, sadness, happiness, channel that into something spiritual, that's huge. That's, again, Nehemiah, I agree with your assessment. I'm here, the Piagetna's over here, I want to get to where the Piagetna is. So the Piaget said, okay, Silber, you're down here, but Lamaisa, you have moments of sadness, you have moments of happiness, yeah, I have both of those things. He says, okay, start with that. You're having that already, utilize that. So that's exactly what he's saying. What he's saying is, in fact, everything we've learned until now has been talking to people like, I'm not saying that us, you guys are tzaddikim, like me, you know, who are at a very low level and trying to slowly but surely build themselves up. Now, what we're missing, what we haven't yet seen, are the non-crutch stages. So we've seen how to go ahead and use an imagination which is rooted in the material in order to come closer to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? We've seen how to go ahead and generate some level of inspiration, even if I'm generally an uninspired person. So you've seen the crutches, but you're absolutely right. We have not yet seen the positive steps to take to ultimately experience this unadulterated. I'll use this mushal now to pull back the curtain. So right now, I'm still standing in front of the curtain. Curtain's still there. So you're giving me crutches to almost like bring me closer to the curtain, but I have not yet found the way to pull it back. And the Piaget is acknowledging that. I will say this is why this piece over here, this Os Yud, is a pivotal piece. You're going to see it's like a bridge piece. It's a bridge between, we'll call it the crutch stage, and the actual, we'll call, dynamic growth stage.
I see. I think that you actually did say it, though, because so many of your Divrei Torah are rooted in that no matter what happens, you're still a good person. And I think that when the Piazessa says that when you're able to get that curtain aside, you see that you're standing there with Hashem and the Malachim. You may not always feel it.
Right, but you're there.
But you're there. And if you keep that in the back of your mind, that you may not feel it like right now, but when you have those moments of inspiration,
yeah,
that's when you remember, that's where you're standing. That you're really on the good guy's side, and
it's beautiful.
You just can always feel. Well, it's not me. That's what I think you're saying.
No, no, but I'm saying, but I didn't think about that idea of going ahead and thinking in terms of that's a thought you have to have with yourself all of the time. That right now, I'm standing on the wrong side of the curtain, and I feel so far. Maybe the curtain is not even within arm's length of me, but at least to consciously remember that one day when I pull back that curtain,
you're there.
I'm there, which is such a beautiful machshava. Right? Sometimes we get so down on ourselves and become so despondent and feel like we're so far. And in certain respects, this is like the great dialectic. I am so far, but I'm suggesting I am so far, but yet I'm also there. Right? It's an incredible thing. Like, I'm actually already where I need to be. I'm just not there yet. If that statement makes sense, right? I'm on the other side of the curtain already, but I'm just not there yet. Beautiful.
Aren't these crutches really part of the steps towards.
100%, of course.
It's not really a crutch. It's like this is part of the steps. Well, to get to work, you know?
I'm going to practice inside. Can I check
places? No, we want to hear the Bainister boy.
You want to hear while you're
giving. It'll be melodious. The truth is, we've been looking to shout at someone. This way, again, it makes a mistake. Yeah, he's good. It's perfect. Mazel tov. So let's go back there. So the Piagetna goes on. He says as follows. He says, "Vim kashulachal lahavin ato." Get ready for this. He says, "Vim kashulachal." This piece is so validating. He says, "Vim kashulachal lahavin ato." Ich efshar lachal lagiel idei matzav asher lo sharu avlo ato v'lo chavirecha. So we'll say this is it. How do I get myself to a level that neither I nor my friends have ever gotten to? Not that you really know where your friend is spiritually holding, right? But Lamai's like, how do I get myself to a level that I can't measure? I don't. I was about to say, we could translate the words of the Piagets, no? But part of what's so incredibly complicating over here is an inability to fully comprehend at the end of the day what the Piagetna is discussing. So how do I understand it? So the Piagetna says, look, Bose, here it is. Lo tisya ish mimeno. So we'll say, says the Piagetna, like a good Rebbe, says the most important thing is al tisyaish, right? Don't despair, right? Don't give up hope. Komadrega gidola v'chol mida ila asher tishma lo tisyaish mimena. I will say, you know, what happens sometimes? Sometimes we go ahead and we hear about these lofty and incredible levels, and what occurs? I say to myself, consciously, subconsciously, not for me. I'm not gonna be able to make it there. And we have Yeyosh. I'll say, what's Yeyosh? How do you translate Yeyosh?
Give up.
Despair. Right? I despair of accomplishing. I give up. The Rebbe says, whatever lofty levels we're outlining over here, no matter how far you think it is from you, do not despair. Don't have any Yeyosh. Rak. Look what he writes. Tachmot osan b'libecha v'tis'ameis lahagia lein. Want it. They will say, no, isn't this the way like we walk away from every shiur with the Piagetna? You know what? It could be that I don't understand a lot of the stuff that he's saying, but you know what I know? Is I want it. Whatever he's describing, I want it. Even if I don't understand it, I want it. Says the Piagetna, don't give up. Al tisyaish ki harbe anoshim kvar nevdu v'lo alu ala matzav shayum rosalis. These lines are incredible. It says so many people kvar nevdu v'lo alu ala matzav shayum muksharim elav rak mipnei hayeyosh hazeh. The Bible says so many people have failed to actualize their potential and rise to the levels in which they are capable of rising to. Why? Because they gave up on themselves. The Bible says 9 out of 10 times in life, when we fail, it's not because we can't handle what's happening. It's not because the circumstances are too overwhelming, but rather 9 out of 10 times, maybe even 10 out of 10 times, it's because we give up. You know, I'll say, Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutei Maharan, the Rabbi says, "Ein shum yeyosh ba'olam klal." The Rabbi says, there is no yeyosh in this world. You're not allowed to despair. You're not allowed to give up hope. Because the moment a person gives up hope on themselves, that's it. And says the Piagetna. But say, you see this line? Ki harbi anash. Let's just translate it. Many people, kvar ne'evdu, have been lost. V'lo alu ala matzav, shayu mukshar ne'lov, and have not actualized the potential. Literally, have not risen to the level they are capable of rising to. Rak mipnei hayeyosh hazeh. Only because of yeyosh. Because they gave up on themselves. She yisodo atzlos. Israshlos the Yitzhara. So I'll say it's interesting. He says, you know, Yeyosh itself is a combination of things. Yeyosh is a result of the Yitzhara, but Yeyosh is also a result of laziness. Sometimes I will say when a person suffers from Atzlos, right? No one really likes to say they're lazy. So instead, what do we say instead of saying I'm lazy? What do I say?
It's too hard.
It's too hard. I can't do it. So I can't do it and I'm lazy are often synonymous. Says the Piagetna, how many times do people end up losing out on actualization of potential simply because they give up on themselves? V'lo ratzu l'nasos, l'hapil v'lalos, li'at la'at, psiachar psia, lo hayu mevalin es kol yimein berefesh, And it both said, listen to this, says the Piaget, that if only people were courageous enough to put one foot in front of the other, just move forward a little bit at a time, la'at, la'at, we wouldn't lose all of our light, right? We wouldn't waste all of our days. And we'll say, you know what refesh is? Refesh is like garbage or manure, right? I wouldn't end up spending my life in the dumps if literally I just had the courage to take one step after. Rabbi, you know, it's an amazing thing. What do people do? Human nature is so complex. It's so simple, yet it's so complex. Rabbi, what do we do? Right? Most people, if you're not guaranteed success at something, what do most people do?
Can't do it.
Right? Can't do it. Why can't you do it? It's too hard, too difficult. Why? Because I'm afraid of failure. So I'm afraid to try something that I'm not guaranteed at success. That's why most people kind of hover at mediocrity. Because most of us could do mediocrity very well. I could be excellent at mediocrity. I might be the most incredible person at mediocrity. I could hover at mediocrity. I could own mediocrity, right? What's David? I could crush mediocrity, right? I've crushed mediocrity, right? That I could do. Why? Because I'm scared. What am I scared of? I know I could do more, but I'm scared I'm going to fail. I'm scared to put one foot in front of the other, try a little bit harder each time, and maybe accomplish it, because maybe I'll accomplish something greater, or maybe I'll fall flat on my face. Says the Piaget, we'll say, if only we were a little bit more courageous to try to put one foot in front of the other, we wouldn't miss all of the light and all of the holiness which is prepared for us. So I'll say, so again, so the Piaget, I'll say, there's a lot of stuff going on over here. Right? So the Piaget, the Piagetna is telling us that at the end of the day, he says, number one, right now, up until I've only described to you the crutches, the first steps. We haven't gotten to the meat, to what it really means ultimately, again, to push things forward and ultimately establish, become true B'nai Machshava Tova. The Piagetna says, but in order to move to this next level, number one, you can't be afraid. Right, you can't be afraid. He says, you have to be willing to, number one, work a little harder. Number two, be consistent. Right? Furthermore, he says, at the end of the day, do not have yeish. Don't be afraid of failure. Just put one foot in front of the other and resist the temptation to hover at mediocrity. Find the courage just to push yourself a little bit further, a little bit forward, and you will be surprised what you could accomplish as a person. Well, let's finish off the section. Here we go. This is incredible. Well, say, look what he writes. Lachain. By the way, this is actually a very validating piece. As you see in just a second. Lachain. Es kuntras. Hachavraya kedusha shalana. So we'll say, now this kuntras, right? This little booklet. The Piaget said that he wrote for a group of his Talmidim who are interested in personalistic growth. He says, lo tifter b'kriya greida bilvad rak tilamdeu benachas. Look what the Piaget writes. Do not sit down and read it quickly. Rather, learn it slowly. I feel this is the first piece of the Sefer that we are actually fulfilling. Right? You know what I'm saying? Right? We are doing this, right? And we'll say, no, it's very valid, actually. Piaget says, it's a quick read. In other words, you could read through it quickly. The Piaget says, that's not what this is. This isn't the Reader's Digest of spirituality. Read this slowly. Read it slowly. Don't just review it once. Rak titin revach bein parsha la parsha. Read each section and provide a little bit of time of thought for each section. Yoser tov, look what he writes. Lechal keile ezi yamim. Go ahead and divide it up over a couple of days. Or again, to adapt that, divide it up over a couple of months. Right, take your time. Ma'at hayom, ma'at machar, vim kvar gemartim. By the way, if you already finished it, tishaneu, v'tashal sheu. Read it a second, learn it a second time, learn it a third time. We'll say that the Piaget says is, it's quote-unquote an easy read, but the problem is if you read it quickly, you often miss out on so many of the beautiful nuances. So take your time, roll it around the spiritual palate, take the time to ingest the profound lessons that the Rebbe is teaching us. V'tishtada l'hakir es suras ha'panim, shebechala kuntros, ki kimoa adam, I afshalachol chiyusol haros be'ever echad rak b'ramach ivarim v'rak bein kulun kishem mitzarfim b'skira achos es kol ivarim nikar esura adam shay. I will say, just like a person has many different parts of his body, but no one part of his body contains the entirety of his life force, right? And the only entirety of a person is made up by the totality of all the parts of his body. Gam kinsura echad asher b'chala kuntros hazeh nifredes l'ma'amarim. So we'll say the Piagetzna now compares this work, b'neimach shavatova, it's like the parts of the body. So just like each part of the body is necessary to make up the whole, each lesson contained in this sefer is necessary to make up the spiritual whole. Le'itzos ulam tzoyim, u'b'shoshim abitim achilek echad, rak ever echad mitach lisoroim. And therefore, when you study one part of the sefer, you're seeing one limb. You're seeing one limb, right? You're seeing one part of the body. U'tzrichim, I will say page 27, let's finish up. U'tzrichim, and therefore, we'll say again, the power of this sefer is the ability to bring all of the lessons together. And we'll say then, after we learn it all, bring all the lessons together, then we'll see one united goal, one united purpose. But I will say again, what this requires ultimately again is the criteria ultimately that we outlined as being part of this chevra. So we'll remember again, in the beginning of the sefer, the Piagetzna outlined a number of criteria which we're going to review again in our next year, Emir Hashem. And those criteria ultimately again were about no politics, right? Individuals who are interested in personal growth, individuals who are willing to be vulnerable, individuals who are willing to be honest. So we'll say, if we bring this piece together, and this is a major bridge piece, what the Piagetzna says is, again, up until now, I've given you the crutches. I've given you the crutches as how to utilize imagination and how to utilize inspiration. What's our goal, I will say? What's our goal? Our goal is to be able to use imagination and inspiration without having to tap into anything physical and just be able to almost recreate that panim al panim experience of Moshe Rabbeinu in our own lives. But says the Piagetzna, what does it require? Number one, it's going to require some additional effort. Number two, it's going to require consistency. Rabbosai, number three, the Piagetzna says, no yeyush. You can't give up on yourself. You can't be scared of failure, and you have to be willing to live a life of putting one step in front of the other and growing just a little bit at a time with absolutely no guarantees of success. And says the Piagetzna, we learned this sefer, we're going to review this sefer, and at the end of the day, that's ultimately how we accomplish growth. So I will say, we'll stop over here for tonight. What I want to leave you with is as follows, because I will say one of the things that we have to start doing now as we transition a little bit is to begin to figure out like the homework, essentially. I will say, because as you see, what the Piagetzna said is that halacha l'maisa, so success in this endeavor comes from a little bit of extra work and consistency, which means that every week we have to do a little bit of work. So I will say, I would suggest, Based on what the Piagetzna wrote, the Piagetzna said that there are things in life that we have not accomplished because we feel that they are simply beyond us. They're simply right too far from us. So we'll say perhaps the avodah for this week is to think about in our lives, what things have we not done, right? What opportunities have we let pass by? What things have we not taken advantage of because we, quote-unquote, feel they're too above us? Now, the Piagetzna says the truth is, if you're honest, when you say something is too above you, what are you really saying? What am I really saying?
Too lazy.
Right? I'm too lazy, or I'm scared of failure. I'm scared, either lazy or scared of failure. Any one could be correct. So I'll say perhaps our avodah of this week is to try to figure out, like, what is the one or two things in life that we are truly capable of doing, but have convinced ourselves that are too far, too beyond, or too above us, either because we're lazy or because we're just scared. And I will say, maybe our avodah is to go back and revisit those things and try to reclaim one of those things. Identify one thing in life that you've convinced yourself is too difficult, too far, too beyond you. And now that the Piagetzna says, tell me, come on, that's not true. Let's be honest, that's not true. It's either because I'm just scared of failing, I'm scared of putting one foot in front of the other, or I'm just maybe a little bit too lazy. And I've always identifying one part and reclaiming that and making that thing happen for you in the coming week. That's our homework, Rabbosai. That's our avodah, and that's what we need in order to transition from what we'll call the crutch phase, ultimately again to the dynamic growth phase. So we'll stop there for tonight. Have to apologize in advance. There's no shiur next week. I'm out of town next week, so which is why even the homework becomes a little, unless my plans change, there's a slight chance I'm going to be here Thursday, but chance, as of now, I'm not going to be here Thursday. But, so Meretz Hashem, again, I'll keep everybody posted on the chat. I will say, tremendous Yashar Koach. It is, tell me, it is so good to be back with our Rebbe, right? So we missed him. We missed the Rebbe. Right, so good to be back to the Rebbe. We'll say, and again, halavai. Halavai, we'll say, these are, as we call, Dvarim Ha'om de Berum Hashem. These are transformative life lessons. The challenge is, it can't end when we walk out the door. I will say, these are the kind of things, that, and that's why we're going to start with the homework now, because it's the homework, and maybe we'll even start calling on people during shiur to ask who did their homework, right? What did you do for your homework, right? How did you end it, right? We can start sharing. But I will say, but again, that's really the avodah, because otherwise, it just becomes another shiur. I will say, what happens in most shiurim? Let's be honest, what happens in most shiurim? I go to shiur, it's great, and then what? Right? We're on to something else. I'll say, that's not this kind of sefer. This is the kind of sefer that I learn, and then again, it becomes part of who I am, becomes my part of my neshama. But the only way to keep it with you as you walk out of those doors is, first of all, obviously, to chaja, to review, but also to do the homework. So I'll say, Emir Hashem Bizocha, lessons of the PHS that should inspire us, and over the course of the coming week, we should think about that thing in life that we did not take advantage of because we thought it was too far beyond us. Recognize it's not true. It's not true. Sometimes I'm just a scared little boy. I go through a lot of life being a scared little boy. Or sometimes, again, I'm just like a little too lazy. Identify it, reclaim it, and show yourself that nothing is really beyond your ability. All right, they're both saying, Shkoyach. Marif, Marif, Marif.